This feature of the Science News Radio Network is coming to you from our studios in Dallas, Texas. Science News is on the air right now.
This is the promise of tomorrow, where people and industry keep up with the business of emerging and nanotechnologies. The fields covered in this series of programs will include energy, defense, aerospace, medicine, semiconductors, and more. For the next hour, Colonel Mason will introduce his experts, and you'll be on the cutting edge of the promise of tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes. So good to be with you again as we explore the exciting world of the business of emerging science, nanotechnology, open innovation. Today, machine learning. Yes, we have with us Dave Copps. He's the founder and CEO of BrainSpace Corporation. It's a company headquartered in Dallas, Texas. He's playing a key role in the emergence and the utilization of machine learning commercially. And the things that he has to say are pretty darn riveting. Dave is going to be making a presentation at MetroCon. That's the IEEE Lockheed Martin and Encore conference that's going on October 26th at the Arlington Convention Center. They've been doing this for 29 straight years. MetroCon has been the highly respected spot to be immersed in new ideas in only one day. Dave's going to be speaking on reinventing unstructured data analysis by using machine learning to augment human intelligence. And he's going to give us a kind of an explanation for those of us who are new to this subject of what is computational intelligence anyway. If you want to know more about MetroCon, go to our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a link. And that will lead you to the MetroCon website, and you can learn all about it. I mean, there's going to be a systems and software track, developing and deploying secure systems, cybersecurity, machine intelligence, power and energy systems, emerging technologies, biotechnologies. There's even some financial planning for business people that are looking to forward their career. Diane Collier is chairman of the conference again this year. She's going to come back and visit with us in the second half hour and give us kind of an update on how things are going with the conference. And, of course, we're going to visit the Den of Strangers. We're going to get more wisdom from somebody a lot of us never heard of. That's in the end of the first half hour. And we're going to visit our Fountain of Useless Information we keep here on the set in the second half of the program. Today we're going to ask the fountain a geographical question. We think you'll find it interesting. See if you can outsmart the spirit of the fountain. And, of course, at the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. I want to remind you, listening on radio, you can hear his commercial-free webcast anytime at promiseoftomorrow.biz. In just a minute, we're going to dial up Dave Copps. And he's going to bring us up to date on machine learning commercially. Fascinating stuff. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast at promiseoftomorrow.biz. All right, let's go to the phones. We have with us Dave Copps. He's the founder and CEO of BrainSpace Corporation, a company headquartered in Dallas, Texas, that's playing a key role in the emergence and utilization of machine learning commercially. And we've been told that commercial applications for machine learning are going to skyrocket, and so we're very, very glad to have Dave with us. He's making a presentation at MetroCon that you know that we are covering on this program. If you want to know more about MetroCon, go to our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a link. And the title of Dave's presentation is Reinventing Unstructured Data Analysis by Using Machine Learning to Augment Human Intelligence. And what is computational intelligence? And Dave, I think it might be good to start just very elementary. What is computational intelligence?
With the complexity and quantity of data continuing to increase exponentially, it should be that the opportunity for companies to learn from that data is greater. But unfortunately, that's not the story. As data volumes are increasing, a company's ability to learn from that data is actually decreasing disproportionately. And that's what computational intelligence is all about. How can we keep up with the vast amounts of information that are being produced every day, and how can we start to learn dynamically from that information so that companies can use that, the knowledge inside that information, to their advantage? And that's really what computational intelligence is all about accelerating human learning and accelerating the learning ability of companies.
Well, okay, now, I'm, you know, as I explained to you offline, I'm the dumbest guy of this program and really don't know much, but I'm getting a picture here that what you're saying is that the intelligence that commercial organizations collect are in various different forms: Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, emails, all sorts of things. And somehow or other, you have found a way to take this unstructured data and analyze it and put it into kind of a learning program to augment human intelligence. How do you do all that?
Yeah, that's pretty close, Colonel. You know, when you think about the challenges that companies are facing today, you know, where literally terabytes of data, of new data, are being produced every day. One of the challenges that corporations are facing today is, how do you deal with it? How do you understand what's out there today? How do we understand all the knowledge that's being produced today, and how does that relate to my company? You know, so BrainSpace has built a remarkable platform that has the ability to not only ingest that information, but to learn from it dynamically. So without any human intervention, we can read all the documents inside of a company and start to analyze them and to make connections between all the concepts that live inside those documents. So in essence, if you could kind of imagine, what if a person could read 100 million documents and remember how every concept in every document is related to every concept in every other document? You know, just building an intelligence, an uber intelligence on all the concepts, thoughts, and ideas that exist in that information. And that's really what BrainSpace does. It's a remarkable technology that has the ability to build knowledge from unstructured information into an asset that people can use. So once you have a BrainSpace, what do you do with it? Well, people can actually use it to connect with other people or things. When you are looking at a document, BrainSpace could actually read that document sub-second and automatically surface for you other documents or people that are related to that document. Does that make sense?
Yeah, starting to, just a little bit. You're penetrating my brain space just a bit. A couple of weeks ago, we interviewed a professor from UT in Austin who was telling about machine learning, and he was saying that they were studying the neural connections in the human brain and how that could be applied to machine learning. It was all very, 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 very fascinating. And, of course, he predicted that machine learning and artificial intelligence is going to skyrocket now because commercial companies such as yours are getting involved with it. So this is kind of expanding on that interview that we did a couple of weeks ago. And I guess what I'm trying to do is picture this. You would essentially, I'm envisioning your people feeding miles of emails and Word documents into your brain space machine. And it comes across something that is relevant to something that it has read yesterday afternoon in some other format, and saying, wait a minute, that's related, and somehow digest it and put it together so that these things then are relevant and make sense. Is that the picture that I'm getting?
Yeah, that's pretty close, Colonel. Let me give you a real example. Like, look what's happening at Volkswagen today. You know, here's a company that is paying out about $12 billion in damages right now because of some trouble they had with emissions. You know, if that company had the ability to understand who said what when about emissions inside their company long ago, and were able to kind of surface the story that's now surfacing to the to us, the community at large, if they were able to surface that story and understand what the problems they were having were way back when, they could have avoided this and saved literally billions of dollars. So one of the primary use cases of our technology is just that. It's called e-discovery, or internal investigations, digital forensics, where companies can actually take take all of the, you know, if there's a case, even like when Enron blew up years ago, you know, a lot of the questions afterwards were who did what when, you know, so how do you actually go through hundreds of millions of documents and emails and very quickly get down to just the few documents that matter, that tell the story, that surface the story of who said what when. And that's really what BrainSpace does. There's not another technology on the planet that's better at taking companies from the hundreds of millions of documents that they initially start with down to just the few that matter faster or more intelligently than BrainSpace. So one of our primary use cases is that, internal investigations, where companies are starting to check in vast amounts of unstructured information, trying to surface the stories that exist inside that data automatically, which when you think about it, is really almost impossible for a human. You know, people, we have to kind of deal with information serially. We sit down and look at one document, then we look at the next document, then we look at the next document, and over time we try and make connections between those documents. And whereas BrainSpace can read all of the documents, even if it's hundreds of millions of documents, and start to make connections between the words and concepts automatically without human intervention. So we're able to get people to the answers and the stories that they're looking for very, very quickly.
Well, in the case of Volkswagen that you'd mentioned, I think that was just criminal, wasn't it? I mean, they were figuring out a way to get away, you know, above the emissions and how they could have a car that would go in and get its emissions tested and would know it's being tested and then go ahead and be honest with the emissions and then later on open up and not be so honest. So that was really criminal, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny though, if you start thinking about the new world today, it used to be that we didn't have this ability to investigate and to surface these stories and information very easily, and so people got away with a lot of things. You know, they knew that there's no way someone could kind of catch them, there's too much information. Now with companies like BrainSpace, we have the ability to analyze and understand that information very, very quickly, so companies are having to change their, you know, change the way they operate. You know, it is possible now for technologies like ours to go into hundreds of millions of documents and to surface the, you know, exactly what happened when. And so it's changing the way the corporations are acting.
Wow, hundreds of millions of documents and being able to put it together in a cohesive way. I would think that the forensics in criminal situations and national security would be a sweet spot for BrainSpace. You know, but right now you're actually marketing to commercial organizations.
Well, yes. I'll tell you, what I can tell you is that we are working with international intelligence agencies. That's about all I can say. But your point is perfect. They have the same problem. When you start thinking about the core problem we're solving for all these people, whether it's a company, a government agency, or an intelligence agency, they all have the same problem. How do I take all of these documents that I'm collecting and start to surface the answers, you know, and the patterns that exist in them? And so they all have the same problem. We're solving a very systemic problem. I don't know that there's one certain industry that has a bigger challenge in collecting and understanding data. They're all the same. I like to kind of tell people that the problem we're solving is systemic. There's not really a knowledge-driven company or organization in the world that's not trying to figure out how they can take the knowledge they're producing and curating every day and create an understanding, a market advantage from that. And we are truly the best technology on the planet for helping people do that.
Well, I'm an old investigative reporter from years back, and I know that trying to investigate the story and trying to get things cohesive is, of course, a very laborious thing. One of our biggest problems was being able to authenticate the information that we had, because it was interesting. Mm-hmm. People could feed us stuff, and it sounded really, really sensational and really plausible. And when we get into it, we find out that it's made up or it's not the reliable information. So it's quite important with BrainSpace to be able to be sure that the stuff you're feeding in is not garbage, because otherwise you'll get garbage out.
That's right. I think one of the ways you kind of perform this validation, though, is connecting the information to people so you can see who said what when. You know, so one thing we've done, I think, that's unique to us is there's a lot of companies out there, that, as you said earlier, that talk about machine learning and how they're, you know, we're a machine. I think it's almost a new credo for every company coming out of the woodwork today. It's we do machine learning. You know, everybody says it, but very few companies actually do it well. We're a company that not only has built a platform that's being used by some of the largest companies in the world, but we built it in a way that it's enterprise scalable. You know, so we can actually start to connect information, not only the words and the documents, but also to the people who are creating information. And I think one of the things we've done really well is we've implemented the technology in a way that's such that anyone can really be a data scientist. I think one of the challenges facing companies today is that we have a shortage of data scientists, people that can analyze data. We're building technology that's created some very, very unique user interfaces. They're very visual, that not only kind of show a report of the data and give you visual signals of what's happening, but you can actually engage with our visualizations, you know, so you can actually intimately interact with the visualizations to engage with the machine learning. One example is, yeah, I think we talked about that Enron case. Well, they put about 500,000 documents online that people like us could analyze. And, you know, when you put in the word raptor inside the Enron database in our system and ask it, what does it know about raptor? Mm-hmm. Well, you'd think it would be, you know, raptors like a bird of prey or maybe from Jurassic Park, a dinosaur or something. But, you know, for reading the Enron information, what it comes back and says that, well, raptor is related to swaps, you know, and money swapping, and money, you know, it connects it with money laundering. So there's a very different meaning inside of brain space, Raptor does. It also connects it with other offshore holding companies and credit facilities like Merlin Credit, et cetera. So it does all that automatically. When we showed that to an attorney who was on the Enron case, he about fell out of his chair. He kind of, you know, said that took me 6 months and 350 attorneys to do that. You know, we did it in about 3 clicks.
Well, yeah, I could see, you know, the applications and the need for what you have. I mean, right across the board, mm-hmm. in developing new products as part of it, but then in investigative reporting for the major news agencies, in the Defense Department, Homeland Security. I mean, on and on and on and on and on. Now, is this right. a unit that I could buy from you and sit on my desk, and all of a sudden there I go? Or actually, I suspect what it is that it's a service that you provide, and people rent it, and you're experts in making sure that the stuff they get is the gospel. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I think one of the other things that makes us unique is the ease of use. Now, while we don't have a product that's you know, for end users online, we are selling mostly to organizations, corporations, and such, but one thing that makes us very, very unique, when you start hearing about companies that are delivering machine learning and artificial intelligence, you know, one of the things that comes with that is usually a lot of professional services. And we're just not that way. We have actually built our technology so it's not only scalable, as we've been speaking about, but it's also very easy to implement. So our installs take minutes. And then if you have 1 million documents you were wanting to review and analyze and understand, we can actually ingest and have those documents ready for review and analyzing in about 35 minutes. This is very, very fast. Our largest brain space today is with LexisNexis, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners are aware of. Lexis is the largest legal publisher in the world. They manage the patent library and everything. We have built a brain space on the entire patent index. So it's actually the brain's built from all patents since the beginning of patents in the U.S. and Europe. And we ingested all those patents plus tens of millions of journal articles from their parent company, Reed Elsevier, and transformed those into a machine intelligence, a brain. And now everyone using LexisNexis's system can take a patent abstract and say, find more like this, and BrainSpace will read that abstract, understand what it's about, and start to connect them with other patents or prior art that's related to their patent, to their query automatically. It all happens very, very fast. You know, queries take, you know, a second.
Wow.
Very, very quick.
I hadn't even considered that, but the patent industry would have to be, you know, really, really, really need what you have, because it takes months sometimes to go through all these and find out, you know, was there really a patent violation? And if there really was a patent violation, then maybe that would just save, months of litigation. There would be just a real easy way of saying, okay, this is it. Here we go. We found it.
That's right. Yeah, we in the early days when we were testing this against patents, we had kind of what I call our big blue moment, where we had 12 patent researchers. We had to put brain space against 12 patent researchers. And we took about 7 different patents, abstracts, that were known as kind of very, very hard to understand. Those of you that have seen patents, sometimes you can read an abstract and you just have no idea what it's about. Person cannot understand it. I think the example I remember is that there was some abstract that very vaguely was talking about vibrating plates, you know, and they're written vague like that because they're trying to avoid other people's patents, you know, becoming related and then being prior art. And It turned out our engine recognized that it was about hydrosonic cleaning. It actually inferred from all the vague language that this was about hydrosonic cleaning. And it was right on the spot. And I remember the person who was running the test looked at me and said, well, that's remarkable. I gave that query because that's one of the top three queries that we give to kill search engines. When someone tries to come in and tell us they have something great, we give them that query, and no one's ever nailed it. And we did. So it has abilities. When you think about it, you know, it's starting before you ever push a search button. BrainSpace already has connected all the concepts and thoughts and ideas inside the patent, so that it's waiting for you to tickle it with a query. And when you give it a query, it just literally, you know, starts to connect that concept with all the related concepts instantaneously. And then, so your ability to get exactly what you're looking for becomes accelerated.
Wow, so you put BrainSpace up against all these research people with their mm-hmm. human brains. It almost reminds me of the story of John Henry with the, you know, the steam-powered mining tool or drill or whatever it happened to be. And
our outcome was different, though, that we actually won. You know, we put against 12 patent researchers and we won. You know, so it was interesting.
I think John Henry died trying to beat that drilling machine.
Thank God that wasn't the output.
If I'm not mistaken. Anyway, yeah. it's some fascinating stuff, and I guess, I'm an organization, let's say, that needs this, and I call you up and say, all right, Dave, I want you to help us out here. We've got all these documents we want to bring together. They're all unstructured data we needed to analyze and use your machine learning. I presume then what happens is a team from BrainSpace goes in and consults to find out the scope of what needs to be done, and then works with the organization to set it up with your own people and to get the results. And you said pretty rapidly once it's set up, 35, 40 minutes, something like that. Is that how this works? And are you using the web, the cloud to have this item, or is this a box you set up in somebody's office?
Well, it can be delivered in the cloud. As a matter of fact, all of our demonstrations are done using Amazon. You know, we have it on the Amazon AWS. But honestly, most of our clients are dealing with such sensitive information that they want the installation behind their firewall. Mm. So most of our clients are installing the software locally behind their firewall. But it's, you know, like I said, it's very, very quick. So it's and to answer your question, when someone calls, what we kind of tell them is, you know, unless they want to buy immediately, we let them try it. They give us data, or we give them the software, they install it locally, they put their data inside, build their brain that same day, and they're actually analyzing information, you know, within hours. So I think the product really kind of sells itself. It's not something that once someone has it in front of them needs a lot of selling. They can see answers and surface insights that they had really no idea prior to using BrainSpace. So we do that very, very quickly.
So it's behind,
seeing is believing.
Yeah, behind their own firewall. But in the case of mm-hmm. Volkswagen, you might have the very people that designed the spurious testing for emissions defeat it, and nobody's the wiser.
That's right, invariably, we always surface things that people had no idea were connected. You know, so I have not been privy to the Volkswagen information, but you know, my guess is that there's some information in there and some connections, and whether it's technology or the way tests were performed, that were not being connected. It's not until you can take a machine learning technology that can go way beyond the capability of humans and start to ingest, you know, those hundreds of billions of documents, to start to make those connections multidimensionally. It's not until you do something like that that you can truly start to surface the patterns that emerge, that need to emerge to kind of get down to the answers you're looking for.
Yes, we have to agree, Dave. It certainly is a new era. Dave Copps, founder and CEO of BrainSpace Corporation. We want to delve a little deeper into this in the second half of the program, so I hope you stick around. Okay, as we walk to the break at the half hour, we're going to pause at the door of the Den of Strangers, where we keep locked away all of the wisdom of mankind. Who in the Den of Strangers will we meet today?
Alfred Whitehead. The tragedy of the world is that those who are imaginative have but slight experience, and those who are experienced have feeble imaginations. The task of the university is to weld together imagination and experience.